Good afternoon. First, let me begin by saying it's great to be a Detroit Lion. And the last time I was in this stadium, I got a real sense of what it was like when you talked about defending the den. We brought our team in from Baltimore, and the noise level here was absolutely unbelievable. A number of obviously numerous situations that happened to us on the floor as we were out here playing that caused us to certainly have to pause for a minute because of the fact that there was so much just in terms of passion and knowledgeable fans that knew when to make noise and et cetera. So I'm happy to be on this side of it at this point in time. We're extremely excited about this opportunity. I want to thank the Ford family for giving me an opportunity to represent this franchise. It has a great legacy of outstanding leadership throughout the entire National Football League. The love, the dedication, the passion, commitment to the team reveals itself clearly as you examine what has happened and taken place here through the years through their ownership. Thanks to Martin Mayhew and Tom Lawan for making this possible. The interviewing process was painstakingly difficult. But necessary to find the right person for this job. I'm looking forward to working in close contact with these two men because they're extremely knowledgeable at what they do. They do a tremendous job just in terms of vetting out every single detail of a football organization and also acquisition of players. And they do a great job because they have great passion for it as well. Thanks to my attorney who's been with me for 21 years, Dennis Coleman from Ropes and Gray, negotiated my first contract at Wake Forest some years ago. And thanks to all the people who work behind the scenes making this possible because of obviously supporting my candidacy. Martin mentioned some, to Tony Dungy, Bill Polian, Peyton, Ozzie Newsome, Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh, Jeff Saturday, just so happened that a number of these guys are now in the media, which we certainly never would thought it would have happened. But nevertheless, they did so and gave some unsolicited calls and support to make this thing possible. But there's a lot of great players that I've had an opportunity to associate with as well. That certainly put me in this position. I'm excited about working with the players that are here on this team at this time. I had an opportunity to text a number of them after I was named the head coach, and I can feel and sense genuine excitement. I talked to obviously Matt Stafford, CJ and I were back and forth with texts. I had a chance to obviously talk to Ndamukong Suh, and then also obviously Stephen Tulloch as well. And every single one of them, to a man, are excited about the opportunity to have presented before them. And I think that without question, they're willing to do whatever it takes to win. They believe, and I believe, the time is now. Not 2 years or 3 years from now, down the road somewhere, but right here, right now. As I had an opportunity to look at this situation from afar, when the job first opened up, I took a look at what I considered to be not only the best job in the league, I thought, but then also the best fit for me. And I believe without question, this is the best fit for me. I don't know about you, but I'm a big believer in self-fulfilling prophecy. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. And biblically in Ephesians, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, then so is he. There's a great nucleus here in all three phases. And I believe we're on the threshold of some great things. I think the organization is ready. The city of Detroit is ready. Our fan base is ready. And I think our players are ready as well. Perhaps some of you might ask the question, who is Jim Caldwell? I'm from the Midwest, from the heartland, a small town in southern Wisconsin, Beloit, Wisconsin. And it's right on the state line. I know one time my dad referred to Beloit as a poking plum town. He said, if you're driving in your car, and by the time you poke your head out the window to see where you are, you're plumb out of town. So it's a very small little town. But I'm also a husband. My wife, Cheryl, of 37 years, has certainly been with me for quite some time. We grew up together in Beloit. So we've actually dated since we were 15 years of age. You can do the math on that one. But nevertheless, we are the product of a very tough and gritty, hard-nosed, blue-collar community. That's who we are. My father worked in the automotive industry for 35 years. The UAW took care of my family. My mother was a nurse's aide and climbed her way up to an RN, and then she was obviously had an opportunity to work in an area that she loved, in geriatric care, and she was a supervisor of a nursing home toward the end of her career. I am also a brother. I have an older sister, and I have a younger brother. My younger brother is in his 34th year in the automotive industry, and they both live right down the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I am a father. Cheryl and I have four children, Jimmy, Jermaine, Jared, and Natalie. They're 32, 34, 30, and 28. So we're at the other end of the spectrum of a lot of families, but nevertheless, they're fine people, and we're certainly proud of them. We also have a daughter-in-law. In the spice of life, we have two grandchildren, two grandsons that are 6 and 4, Joshua and Trey. And certainly they do indeed enhance your life.